Monoclonal antibody treatment for COVID-19 has become the focus of Governor Ron DeSantis's pandemic response in Florida. The therapy has emergency use authorization from the FDA, and health experts say it can help a lot of people. But Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports they say more attention should be placed on COVID prevention.
Patients hoping to relieve their COVID symptoms drove to a site at the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa and waited hours to receive the antibody treatment. They got four injections of a drug known as Regeneron, two in the arms and two in the stomach. Kevin Wattler with the Florida Department of Health in Hillsborough County says the lab-made antibodies help people fend off severe infection. He says the treatment's an effective tool, one of several needed to combat the current surge.
Something that we're going to help, but it's not a perfect solution. The number one thing people need to do is get vaccinated, and people really need to wear their mask because this virus is certainly spreading.
The treatment is available to high-risk patients, 12 and older, who recently tested positive for COVID or in some cases were just exposed. The FDA lists conditions like obesity and lung disease as qualifiers, but is letting providers make the call. The site in Tampa is one of 21 Governor Ron DeSantis opened around the state. They've treated more than 30,000 patients so far.
Really focusing on providing early treatment for the most vulnerable to keep them out of the hospital and ultimately to save lives is what we're going to do.
The sites are meant to reduce admissions, but also to relieve the burden on overrun hospitals that until recently were some of the only places offering the treatment. 57-year-old Palm Harbor resident Lisa Sibley got the antibodies through an IV infusion in a tent outside Meese Countryside Hospital near Clearwater. She has asthma and got COVID despite being fully vaccinated. Sibley admits the newness of the vaccine and the therapy terrified her. But in each case, she told herself to trust the science.
I had to take my own advice and step up to the plate and do whatever I could do to make myself better.
And she's glad she did. Sibley says her symptoms quickly improved. Still, she's frustrated with Florida's surge.
We shouldn't be in this position. We should have had masks in place. More people should have had the vaccine. We shouldn't have a governor that is going to withhold funds from people in education because they want to do what they think is best for children.
The DeSantis administration followed through on threats to punish school districts for requiring masks this week, despite a judge's ruling that it couldn't do that. The decision came weeks after another judge blocked the state from enforcing a ban on vaccine passports against cruise lines. DeSantis has been criticized for downplaying the vaccines while promoting the antibody treatment, but he denies this.
We've got to be honest with people. There are people who are vaccinated who are testing positive. It's almost always very mild.
The Associated Press revealed one of the governor's top donors invested in Regeneron, though the shares are only a tiny fraction of the funder's portfolio. DeSantis called it a political attack and accused the news outlet of discouraging the treatment. The federal government is paying for the drugs for now, not patients. But Dr. Kami Kim, infectious disease specialist with the University of South Florida, says they are a lot pricier than the vaccines and more complicated to administer. She says she's all for expanding access, but reiterates prevention is key.
I still think the best thing would be for people to not get COVID in the first place. Yes, we have something to treat them if they do, but that's not really what you want.
Take it from Lisa Sibley, who says getting COVID completely disrupted her life. She says she's grateful more people can get this therapy, but hopes more don't have to. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.
You can find more information about how to access the monoclonal antibody therapy on WUSFnews.org.